cuts so deep you'll need a team of surgeons. It's Waldman's Wardrobe on KX93.5.
Good morning, Michael.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks, yeah.
You know, it's a crap day. I just got to tell you, yesterday, we got at least 48 hours of mourning. All those people and Tom Petty, I can sit here and mock it up and pretend I'm happy, but no.
Yeah, I'm not quite as depressed as everybody else around here this morning. I don't know.
Well, you're on medication, aren't you?
Yeah, I might be. I think I just might be a sociopath.
You might be.
No.
How many guns do you have in your house?
Oh yeah, well, there you go. I don't have any guns in my house. Why would I need a gun in my house?
Well, apparently having 40 guns in your house is a pretty good sign that you're a sociopath.
Apparently so, but nobody knew. His brother was on, the guy that did it. What's his name? Steven something.
Tyler?
The guy that did the shootings.
Yes. I'm not going to know his name. I'm never going to know his name. No. I'm never going to even give him enough attention.
His brother was on the air yesterday on the radio, and he was saying that nobody had any clue that he was ever going to do a thing like this. He had a parking offense, and that was it.
Yeah.
So you just don't know, do you?
It's hard to imagine that he collected 40 guns in private, so we'll find out. I don't know.
It's true. I don't know.
Anyway.
They always say, what's the best defense against a bad man with a gun is a good man with a gun. Well, I'm not sure how that would have helped in this situation.
Well, you read about the performer who was on the stage while it happened yesterday.
Jason Aldean.
Yeah, who came out yesterday for gun control.
Oh, he did?
He came out
a country music artist.
He came out and he said, I was wrong. I was against gun control. But I realized how foolish it all was.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you know why that's amazing?
Why is that?
Because I was just saying last night to Bob Hawkins, no, not to Bob, to Alan Derrimo, the bass player in the 133 band.
Yeah.
I said, this is the thing. Three times a month, at the very least, I lay in bed at night and I go, I'm an idiot. I was totally wrong about that. First of all, I'm going to have to apologize. And secondly, I'm going to have to fix, I'm going to have to do some reading and find out. I'm completely wrong about it. It happens to me all the time. All the time. And yes. For me, that's part of the human condition. I can't imagine not being like that.
Yes.
You know,
well, you're actually wrong more than three times a week or a month.
Well, so I'm wrong about that as well. Fine. I'm good with that. I want to grow, man. I want to keep... I'm interested in the world.
And what's the point?
The point is that if you don't think that you've got to keep a check on... dangerous weapons, and you don't compare them to cars. They're not cars. Cars are meant to get you from A to B. Guns are designed to hurt things.
Yes.
So you cannot it's just not a comparison. So, you know, you're wrong about it. Okay, you're wrong. That's great. I'm so happy to hear Jason Aldean saying that. Not just that he's wrong about this particular thing, but that you can say, you know what, I was wrong about that, and now I'm going to fix it.
That's right.
That's amazing to me.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm not a happy boy, and I really would love to be able to do some Tom Petty tribute, but I will have some incredible Tom Petty rarities next week.
Yeah, let's do some rare stuff, because we're going to play all day long. We're going to play, the more famous stuff. So if you can bring in things that are, I don't want to challenge you, but, if you can bring things that are interesting, we can talk about, and you can talk about. Because I've been saying this all the time, it's not really in my radar, the old Tom Petty. Although, because every song you play, I know it.
Yes.
Because
it's an American standard.
Right, and they're on the radio all the time, and they're on commercials on TV, and he's on the late night shows, and he's just, you're right, it's just one of those guys that's in the ether, and it's such a shame to lose him.
But my all-time favorite Tom Petty song, Even the Losers. Unbelievable. The lyrics in that, the minute he says, it was nearly summer, we sat on your roof, I am there. I am sitting on a roof in the almost summertime, I'm with the girl that dumped me. Such emotional honesty in his music.
Yeah.
And he really will go down as an American standard.
That's classic songwriting as well, by the way. That when I have taught songwriting classes, that I always say, put it in a time and a place. And I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I always use the example of Friday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins.
Yeah.
Now you know where you are and when you are,
Yeah.
But that's a great example, yeah.
Oh, my God. So I'm deeply saddened by it.
Yeah.
But what we had prepared, just what I'd prepared this week had come about by accident. I was just looking through my collection, and I wound up with three live tracks. And interestingly, all live tracks had been recorded in 1966. So the theme today
is my birth year.
Is your birth year?
I thought that's why you'd done it.
Oh, yeah.
1966. Oh, yay!
I'm not that adult, please. Yes, we're celebrating Jason Fetty's
birthday. It's not actually my birthday this week, but thank you, Mike, for doing that. Thank you. Very kind of you.
Yeah, so, and the first one I found on iTunes, there is a live recording of Eric Burdon and the Animal on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah.
And so I thought, you know, given he's coming, I am so excited about seeing Eric Burdon. That SOB better not die between now and then.
Don't say that. Can't even say that. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Anyway, I'm so excited to see Eric Burdon. And I found
if he dies, it'll be K-exclusive. It'll be Jason Sings a Police Blotter all night. So, please, Eric, stay alive, mate.
So, I found out something about Eric Burdon that he says is true. I'm not so sure it's true, but he says it's true. Mm-hmm. And he says that he is the Eggman in I Am the Walrus.
Oh.
How about that? He says, and that it's based on an incident. So he writes this in his autobiography. He writes that he was having breakfast with his Jamaican girlfriend, Sylvia.
Come on.
And while he was cooking eggs, he was naked except for his socks. I'm quoting this. And as his Jamaican girlfriend, Sylvia, cracked an amyl nitrate capsule under his nose.
Yeah.
And thus began a wild lovemaking section with raw eggs
so
all over
dangerous,
the body.
So dangerous. What, near a hot pan of butter?
Yeah.
So dangerous.
So he said that he shared the story with John Lennon at a party one night, and Lennon, finding the story funny, said, "Go on and get it, Eggman," and started calling him Eggman, and eventually it wound up in his album, in Magical Mystery Tour.
All right.
But anyway, so we're gonna hear the Eggman. We're gonna hear the Eggman and we're gonna rename this Eggman and the Animals.
Remind me to mention that to him backstage at the
Eggman and the Animals. And oh, I'm gonna bring it up because I paid for the extra meet and greet.
You can talk to him. Yeah.
I paid to get into the meet and greet thing.
Right. Well, you can ask him about that.
I'm gonna say, are you Eggman and the Animals?
Of all the things you could mention to him, that would be the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So
chuck an egg at him.
Yeah, what we're going to hear is we got to get out of this place. Is that what we're hearing? We got to get out of this place?
Yeah, I love this song.
Yeah,
and it's introduced by Ed Sullivan. I left it in.
Yeah.
It was normally I get rid of these things, but I left it in.
Live on the year you were born, Jason Fetty.
In a way, I haven't talked to Tyler about this, but I'd like to play the Ed Sullivan as he introduces Eric Burdon and the Animals.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to play it at the gig, but we'll see anyway.
We'll see.
All right, here it is. It's the Animals. We got to get out of this place live on the Ed Sullivan Show from 1966 on Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here from England, the Animals. So let's have a fine look.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl is young and pretty, and one thing I know is true.
Now, every night and day.
It's Waldman's Wardrobe, a musical wonderfulness. That was Eric Burdon and the Animals live in 1966 on the Ed Sullivan Show. Very, very cool. I love that song. The thing about Eric Burdon is he's an old man now.
Yep.
But he was a rebellious young fella.
Yep.
An incredibly powerful voice.
Well, I found this quote from Springsteen. He gave a keynote speech at the South by Southwest Music Festival. He says, "To me, the Animals were a revelation. They were the first records with full-blown class consciousness." And he says, "We got to get out of this place. That's every song I've ever written. That's Born to Run. That's Born in the USA. Everything I've done in the past 40 years, including all the new ones, that struck me so deep. It was the first time I felt I heard something come across the radio that mirrored my home life."
That's right. That's right. Well, Springsteen was from an industrial part of the northeast of the United States, and Eric Burdon from Walker, Newcastle upon Tyne, very industrial, very dilapidated after the Second World War, and still not a particularly nice place to be, you know. And he meant it. He's talking to a girl and he's saying, "We've got to get out of this place." It's very, I mean, he's not, what I'm trying to say is, it wasn't from Laguna Beach.
No.
No kid from Laguna Beach is saying
that.
"We've
got to get out of this place."
Not in a serious way.
No.
No. And they'll come back. He's never, I don't think he's ever been back to Walker. You know what I mean? Even if they're saying, "Oh, it's so boring around here. There's nothing going on in Laguna Beach," and all that, what, you know, teenage nonsense, they'll leave and they'll come back.
Yeah. So that was our first tribute to Jason Fatty's birth year, 1966, which, by the way, the L.A. Times said was the most revolutionary year in rock music.
That's right. They were actually referring to my birth when they said that.
Yes,
thank you very
much. Right. And so the second one, and I'm so glad I got to play this. You know, I have a friend. His name is Raul Toussaint. Raul Toussaint grew up in Spanish Harlem. And one day he said to me, "You know, Michael, you really love the Beatles, but you know who the Beatles were for me?" And I couldn't imagine who the Beatles were for me. He said, "The Temptations were the Beatles for me. There was nothing more important in my life than the Temptations, their music and their evolution." And what we're going to listen to is a version of My Girl from their very first live album, recorded in 1966 in a club called the Rooster Tail Club in Detroit, Michigan, in Motown. This is the only live album that had all five of the original Temptations. You know, right after this, David Ruffin left the band, and basically he was fired. He was thrown out of the band for having an ego bigger that was too big to let his head get through the door, basically.
All right.
You know, he started showing up in limousines and would drive by the other Temptations standing on the corner waiting for the bus. And they said, "We got to get rid of you." So, this is another one of these industrial towns. And one of the great, you know, you can't hear the beginning of My Girl, you know, that guitar riff, that dum, 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 dum. It's the most iconic riff in all of rock and roll music, all of soul music.
Yeah.
Again, this, you know, this is a little roughly recorded, but, you know, the original Temptations, the classic five lineup doing My Girl.
Right. Well, I fiddled with it and tried to make it a little bit more sort of present as a track, you know, as an audio. Yeah, I tried to, but we'll see. But it's a bit rough, but it's beautiful, and it's from 1966. It's on Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness here on a Tuesday morning on KX93.5, The Temptations and My Girl.
Thank you. Say, what can make me be
that's my girl. Talking about nobody but my girl, yeah.
My girl there, Smokey Robinson song, written by Smokey Robinson, of course, and performed by The Temptations on KX93.5 from 1966.
Really, really was their first big hit, was the first song that David Ruffin sang lead vocals on,
yeah.
And that, you know, that became the signature sound of The Temptations, and when he quit, they got a guy that sounds basically just like him. But you, what's interesting to me about the Temps is, even though the main guy of the Temps left, they reinvented themselves after he left, and they started coming out with all these kind of soulful, psychedelic, Sly and the Family songs.
Yeah, that was when it was really happening up there, for sure. Yeah. And, the thing about them is, too, that for that track's great, and I appreciate you bringing it in, because when they play it live, it's way funkier than the recorded version. The drummer gets to go, you know, do his thing on that track. So really good stuff. The Temptations and My Girl.
So they're still touring? You know, they're still out there in the world?
Yeah.
I think there's still one guy who's still alive, Otis Williams, who's still performing, one of the original Temptations. Mm. Everybody else is either dead or no longer performing.
Yeah.
But from 1966... And then the final one from 1966, this is just the one that if you put your headphones on and listen to this song, it will take you into a completely different world, another place. One of the most incredible live songs I've heard in a really long time. This is Bob Dylan from an album called The Royal Albert Hall Concert. And interesting, when you look at the album cover, Royal Albert Hall is in quotation marks.
Oh.
And why that is because it's not from the Royal Albert Hall. It's actually from the Manchester Free Trade Hall.
Is that right?
Yes. But years and years and years before this album came out, bootlegs always claimed that this concert was recorded in the Royal Albert Hall. Dylan had the last laugh and said, no, it actually wasn't. This is the most infamous concert where somebody stood up in the middle of the rock and roll session and started screaming at the top of his lungs, Judas, Judas.
Yeah, because he's playing electric guitar.
Yeah.
It did happen in the North.
It was Manchester.
All of the, if you watched a video of the crowd being interviewed about how they were so upset that he'd gone away from his folk roots, they're all Northern people talking. Yeah. They're not Londoners.
Well, this is a two CD set, and the whole first CD is just Dylan's acoustic solo playing all his folk hits. And then in the second half, he comes on with a backing band called the Hawks, who famously became the band the following year. So this is Robbie Robertson and Garth Hudson all those great performers. And they're playing maybe my favorite, absolute favorite Bob Dylan song of all time, called I Don't Believe You, It's Like We've Never Met. And, you know, this is the greatest Torch song, where he sees an old girlfriend and she just completely ignores him and he's completely infatuated with him. You know, I don't think there's anybody who can't put themselves in his shoes.
I relate to that for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, thanks for coming in. Thanks for bringing that music. In a way, it's been a nice distraction from the news of Tom Petty's death. So we'll revisit that next week when it's not quite as close. And really appreciate you coming in every week and doing Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness, sir.
Pleasure. See you later.
Yep, here's Dylan.
Just like you and pretending.